Freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Here at the American Media Network, and with us this morning is William Kennedy. William, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
It's wonderful to be back on Radio Liberty, Dr. Stan.
And of course, for those of you who don't know William, he's written the book on satanic crimes, and we have a 4-tape set on satanic crimes. And he certainly is very aware of the spiritual forces at work within our society, but he's also aware of the various political things that are going on today, which we should all be very concerned about. So you pick up the story there, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, today I'd like to talk about this whole gun control issue that we're hearing so much about. President Obama is about to use executive powers in order to change our gun laws, and I feel our president is gravely mistaken to do so and is clearly and distinctly misinformed about the nature of firearms in the United States.
Well, I think the president knows exactly what he's doing. He realizes, of course, that firearms are essential for a free people, not only to defend us against government, but if the government should collapse, how would we defend America from invaders? I'm sure he realizes that firearms basically protect people. Has there been one person at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, with a weapon, there wouldn't have been dead children. If you want to protect our children, don't disarm people. Have people who are armed at least the right to keep and bear a concealed weapon in every school in America. Otherwise, who's going to protect the children? If you really care about children, if Obama really cared about children, he would want to expand gun ownership and not contract it. He knows exactly what he's doing, but you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, if people go to williamhkennedy.com, I put up some special resources. And who I'm using to get this point of what you just said across is I have three news stories by John Strossel, who people know from television. He's a news reporter, libertarian. I don't agree with everything that John Strossel says, but he's right on the money when it comes to gun control. And I also have an episode of Penn and Teller's show on gun control, both of which pretty much say the same things you just expressed. Now, the big issue is, in our Constitution, it guarantees citizens the right to bear arms. And a lot of times, anti-gun people misconstrue what is said because the term a well-regulated militia is used. Well, if people study their history, the original intent of the founding fathers when they used the term militia was that ordinary citizens keep high-tech firearms close to them in their homes and their personal possessions at all times. That's why the Minutemen of Lexington and Concord were called Minutemen. They could be ready at a minute's notice because their firearms were kept directly next to their beds. Now, in those days, if they could have gotten a hold of an AK-47 or a MAC or some of the finer weapons we have today, that would have been their weapon of choice. They happen to have flintlocks in those days, but if they could have got their hands on a better technology to fight the British, they certainly would have. And people must also remember the Battle of Lexington and Concord was fought over firearms. The British were marching out to Concord to confiscate all the gunpowder and any firearms they could get their hands on. That's why they marched from Boston Harbor, fought at Bunker Hill, and made their way out to Lexington and Concord. I live about 15 minutes from Lexington. And when you go to Lexington Green, where the first battle took place, where the captain of the militia said, "Don't fire until you're fired upon." Now, they have a statue of that captain right at the pinnacle of Lexington Green, and he's holding a flintlock rifle. He's holding an assault rifle. So when you look, you must consider that original intent meant that a militia was composed of private citizens who owned high-tech firearms, which they kept loaded in their own homes. They certainly did have things like armories and storage facilities. That's what the British were attacking in Concord, was the storage facility for the mass of the gunpowder they had. But if the individual citizens along the way, it's actually Massachusetts Avenue. It goes from Boston all the way out to Concord. That's where the British marched. If the civilians on that route did not have high-tech firearms in their homes, the British would have been successful and they would have gotten hold of that gunpowder. And who knows, we might still have a British flag flying over us today if they didn't have firearms in their homes. Now, it's quite interesting because I saw a story today. One of the women whose husband died in the theater shooting in Colorado by that Nut Holmes is actually suing the psychiatrist who prescribed Holmes these various serotonin medications, which she believes pushed him over the edge to kill those people. She's not suing the manufacturers of the firearms that Holmes used. She's suing the medical doctor who prescribed the wrong sorts of medication, which she contends pushed Holmes over the edge and caused him to go on that horrible rampage. Now, there's a wonderful film on YouTube called The Drugging of Our Children, and it's quite interesting because Michael Moore is in it, and he also concurs that these serotonin drugs are ultimately responsible for things like Columbine and these massacres. Yet Michael Moore has contradicted himself. He said the other day that he still thinks that assault rifles should be confiscated by the government. I don't know why he makes these contradictory statements when the guns themselves aren't the problem. The old saying is true: people kill people, guns don't kill people. And when you also consider in that John Strassel clip I have on WilliamHKennedy.com, one thing he brings out that goes unreported: people who carry firearms deter crimes, okay? And he gives an example of two men. A man gives a testimony. He's walking with another man, and about 20 young thugs surrounded them and told them they were going to kill him, and he pulled out a gun, and they ran away. But that went unreported to the police.
Hold that thought. Hold it. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is William Kennedy. If you're out there in the audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Just remember, there'd been one person with a gun at Columbine High School when the two boys came in, Eric Harris and his friend, and started shooting, they could have saved most of the lives of the children. If there had been one person with a gun in the building there at Virginia Tech, where they killed, I think, 36 people, why, they could have saved most of the lives of the students. If there had been one person with a gun there to protect the students there at Sandy Hook Elementary School, why, they could have saved the lives of most of those children. It's the people who disarmed those schools, who made those gun-free zones so that certainly no guns could come on. Well, guns did come on, and it was because there was a gun-free zone, there was no protection. If you care about children, if you care about people, let them arm themselves and protect themselves. Nobody mentions this. All they do is say, "Oh, if we just took the guns away, we wouldn't have crime." Ladies and gentlemen, the criminals are not going to give up their guns. And we need weapons to protect ourselves. We're not saying we need guards in every school. We're saying that anybody who wants to carry a concealed weapon should be allowed to carry a concealed weapon, because in the violent society we have, since we took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools and started doping our children with drugs that actually promote suicidal and homicidal thoughts, we need to be able to protect ourselves, and nobody's saying these things. I've yet to hear anybody mention the fact that if there had been one person with a gun at Sandy Hook Elementary School, most of those children would be alive today. Go right ahead, William.
Well, I'd like to give you an example, Dr. Stan, where someone with a gun did stop a massacre, and I'm referring to the Pearl High School shooting, which took place on October 1st, 1997 in Mississippi, Pearl, Mississippi. And what happened, an insane maniac student named Luke Woodham, who was involved with a satanic cult, started his day off by murdering his mother. Then he went to school with a rifle and began to shoot down students. Now, a vice principal of that high school heard the shooting, and he had a firearm in his car, and he went out and retrieved his firearm, and he quite simply walked up to Luke Woodham and pointed it at his head and made him stop. Okay, so there is a clear and distinct example of a high school employee, a vice principal, who had a firearm, who stopped one of these massacres. More people would have been dead at Luke Woodham's hands if that vice principal did not pull out that gun. It's quite a spooky and scary thing. You know, this is a very hot button topic, I understand. And for anyone out there who owns a firearm, I would just like to say, if you haven't taken a firearm safety course, certainly do so. And if nothing else, go to WilliamHKennedy.com. I put a link to a YouTube video on firearm safety put out by the Canadian government, which gives you a full survey of how to keep a firearm in your home so no mishaps occur. There's nothing wrong with firearm training. It's not against the Constitution. I had firearms training when I was 12 years old at Adams Pond Boy Scout Summer Camp in Maine, and I don't regret it. I know how to, you know, handle a firearm and store a firearm and the correct way to keep a firearm around your home so you will have it in case there's a home invasion, but also to keep it safe from children and even pets. There's just a few simple things you can do that will make a firearm perfectly safe in your home and perfectly available at the time when you may need it, when someone breaks in your house to do you or your family harm. You can have it both ways. You can have a firearm in your house and you can have it kept safely so children and pets don't get injured by them accidentally. It's just a matter of education. And I do strongly urge people, if you own a firearm or plan to own one, certainly take a firearm safety course. It's just common sense. It's like taking a driver's ed course when you're 16 and you're learning how to drive a car. You want someone right next to you to give you all the little details. And if nothing else, this film at WilliamHKennedy.com, the Canadian Firearm Safety Course, will give you an overall survey. It doesn't take the place of an actual course, but it's the next best thing. And at least watch that. And if you've already taken a firearms course, watch it as a refresher. It never hurts. And I'm not disputing that. You know, that's a good thing people should do. However, when you look at things like this horrible situation where Alex Jones, the radio host, went on the CNN show with Piers Morgan a couple weeks ago, and Piers Morgan basically tried to bark down Alex Jones when he began to give statistical facts about gun control, and Alex Jones showed a little passion and a little emotion, and we're so emotionally numb in this country from the internet and television and video games that when someone shows a little bit of passion about a subject now, people take it the wrong way and make false accusations. Alex Jones was absolutely correct in all the facts he was trying to express on CNN on Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan kept interrupting him and tried to undermine these hard statistical facts he was offering. And Alex Jones got a little passionate and raised his voice. And to be honest, I'm glad he did. And to be honest, Piers Morgan is glad that he did, because the next night it doubled his viewership. On the night Alex Jones was on, he had about 500,000 viewers. The next night he had over 1 million because people wanted to tune in to see how he responded to Alex Jones. Now in that second program, it got very, I didn't like it at all. Piers Morgan and his guests made a joke about getting an automatic rifle and killing Alex Jones, and they also made reference to Alex Jones's children. Now, there's certainly free speech out there, but there are certain journalistic parameters. For the most part, if you have some sort of conflict with someone out there, you leave their family out of it. No one wants their innocent families dragged in to provocative issues. There's a lot of crazy people out there. Now, that 1 million people who are listening to that program should not have been informed that Alex Jones even had children. They should not have been joking about getting a rifle and killing Alex Jones. If that situation were reversed, if Alex Jones said those things about Piers Morgan and his family, or if I said something about Piers Morgan and his family, believe me, the FBI would be over here taking Alex Jones away in handcuffs and me away in handcuffs in Massachusetts, though he's in Texas and I'm in Massachusetts. You generally don't make jokes like that, and you generally do not make references to people's children. It's simply
hold
a journalistic rule.
Hold that. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Beth from Colorado.
Fine. Do you have a
I just have a comment on what you're talking about right now. As an American, if I had been Alex Jones and had to go on a national program to debate our Second Amendment against an anti-gun American, I would have been outraged enough. But put me in front of a Brit to defend our Second Amendment? That's BS. A Brit, who we won our sovereignty from. And Alex has to debate Piers Morgan. And the point being, we shouldn't have to debate a Brit about our Second Amendment. I understand he can't go back to Britain because he's a pedophile and a Satanist. So I don't
know what the truth is, but Alex
did get upset. People who I've been trying to get to listen to Alex, they were not so happy about the way he acted. I wish he could have kept his cool, but you know what? Maybe it was time somebody blew up. And the right one to blow up at was a Brit. Thank you.
Very good, Beth. Thank you for your comment.
I agree with everything you said, except Piers Morgan can't go back to Britain because he was the editor of a newspaper that was hacking people's telephones and actually getting information illegally. He's wanted. The police want him. So they bring him here and they put him on CNN. Is that the best CNN can do to bring a fugitive from England who cannot return to his homeland because the police are looking for him? I think that says a lot about CNN, that that's the type of person they have to bring in. God bless you. Thanks very much. We have another caller, and go right ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn giving you a call from Denver.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to follow up. I've been thinking about this situation. I know you have a guest here, so I'm going to try to keep my comments as brief as possible. I was thinking about this situation as well with Alex Jones. I saw the interview that he did with Piers Morgan last week, and at first I thought that Alex had reacted a little bit overboard, but after I saw how Piers Morgan treated Larry Pratt in two separate interviews, I actually think that Alex Jones had the right strategy in going on Piers Morgan's program and not allowing him to take the high ground in this argument and going to task against Piers Morgan from the beginning. The only thing I'd probably say is that perhaps Joel Skousen may have had a good point when he said that he thought that perhaps Alex should have waited for Piers Morgan to try to get the jump on him and then go after the guy, because that would have made him look, made Alex, that is, look, you know, totally justified, especially in the eyes of a lot of lemmings and spineless people out in this country who don't seem to have an understanding of these issues and don't seem to have an understanding of the forces that we're dealing with. We now have a president who is going to probably today try to take some Fabianistic, incrementalist steps toward removing our Second Amendment right. It's not going to, I believe, in a way, it's not going to be an outright ban. I don't believe it's going to be any kind of outright confiscation anytime soon. I happen to share Joel Skousen's opinion on that. I think that they know very well that if they did something like that, there will be, as Alex put it and as Patrick Buchanan put it, a second American revolution in this country. But they're not going to take that kind of step because they know that the American people are watching them, and they know that there's a sizable amount of people out here who still do believe in our Constitution, and that we will not take that line down. So I think this is going to be a Fabianistic, incrementalist step that we're going to see here today. And I think that most people in this country, unfortunately, are going to go along with that. But there will be a sizable pocket of resistance who will try to use the courts and who will try to use the legislative process and use the court of public opinion to make sure that those steps do not take a strong foothold in this country.
Okay, thank you, and I agree with everything you've said. God bless, and thanks very much. But I do want to get back to our guest. William, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, those were some very interesting comments from the caller. And I would like to say that Ron Paul was on Alex Jones, and he claims that if President Obama uses what he calls executive powers to put any kind of more laws on gun control of any kind, anything restricting access to ammunition, the size of clips, that he is being dictatorial. Those were Ron Paul's words, not mine. And he's drawing a line in the sand. And one thing that frightens me, now, ultimately, in an ideal world, I wouldn't want anyone harming anyone for any reason. That's the ideal world, but let's face it, we don't live in an ideal world. We live in a fallen world that has people who have resigned themselves to do evil. And when you threaten to take away the protection of innocent civilians, when you draw that line in the sand, I fear the implications of that because I like peace. And one thing Alex Jones pointed out in the Piers Morgan interview is that in England in 2011, there was actually major rioting over the shooting of an unarmed man by the police, and I fear that's going to happen here, President Obama.
Hold that thought.
We'll be
right back.
Delaney's Electric Incorporated and Ault asks listeners, how do you show your gratitude for the sacrifices made by those serving in our military? You can show you care by sending packages to our troops while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization or type military care package into any search engine. This message is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 970-834-1715. That's 970-834-1715. Mountain Plains Agency Nationwide Insurance in Fort Collins takes time to welcome our troops home. Remember, when you see them, to thank the men and women of our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Mountain Plains Agency Nationwide Insurance in Fort Collins, reminding everyone we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning with you, Kennedy. And I just want to say that I do talk radio, and I will tell you that many times something comes up and you do get angry. And I think that Alex was absolutely correct in getting angry on that program. Basically, Piers Morgan invited Alex to that program to embarrass him. Piers Morgan hates guns. He hates freedom. He is a criminal in his own country, at least. The police are looking for him and want to question him. And he fled to this country because of his illegal activities. And you can tell a lot about the media in America when CNN would put a man who's wanted for questioning and criminal activity in Great Britain, and they give him a key position, a criminal, or at least a man who is a potential criminal, a key position on one of our major television networks. And of course, Piers Morgan's purpose is to disparage the use of guns, and he wants gun control in America. He's part of this liberal element that wants a dictatorship, ladies and gentlemen. They're not trying to save people's lives. These are the same people who championed communism in China and in Russia and throughout the world. They want a ruling elite, and they want to disarm the people. I think that certainly Alex Jones was absolutely right to manifest anger. And basically, of course, the one thing in the debate is you never want to be put on the defensive. And Piers Morgan was going to keep asking questions to put Alex into a defensive position, and Alex didn't let him. And God love him for having the ability to take control of that program and to bring out the truth that you never would have heard on television otherwise. And certainly from my point of view, and I know that a lot of people are very critical. Well, it's very easy to criticize, but I personally believe sometimes we need to support our own rather than try to criticize our own. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, what Alex Jones actually expressed was a little bit of passion and what they used to call in Christianity righteous indignation. Righteous indignation in traditional Christianity is the justifiable use of anger in particular circumstances in order to get your point across. And this was considered a valid part of debating. Again, the term is righteous indignation. It's justifiable anger for a good cause and passion and things of that nature. And that's what happened to Alex Jones. And I don't blame him, because every time Alex tried to give out a verifiable, hard statistical fact about gun violence in this country, Piers Morgan would interrupt him with information he had on a cue card that someone put together for him in order to undermine and make Alex Jones look ridiculous, which he did not ultimately succeed in doing, because anyone with any common sense will actually kind of really not take much notice of Alex Jones's righteous indignation and look at the hard facts he was trying desperately to present to Piers Morgan, who kept interrupting him with, you know, complete red herring arguments and facts that had nothing to do with the overall gun control issue. He was asking what sorts of firearms people were using at particular shootings. Now, the big thing we all must understand, nothing on God's green earth will keep a firearm out of the hand of a maniac who's intent on killing people. And I will give you the example of Jeff Weiss, who was a high school student who in Minnesota on March 21st, 2005, he went to visit his grandfather, who was the local sheriff. Now, Jeff Weiss was a Satanist, and he was on Prozac, and he had gone completely insane. What he did is he went into his grandfather's house, and his grandfather's companion, this woman, was there, and he quite simply took one of his grandfather's firearms and killed his grandfather and the companion dead right there, drove to the Red Lake Senior High School, which he had been expelled from because he was using hair gel to put his hair into making like devil's horns out of his hair. And that's what he looked like on the day he entered the Red Lake Senior High School and began to kill. He killed seven people and wounded five others before he took his own life. Now, someone who's that much of a maniac and is on one of these serotonin drugs, there's no way to keep an automatic weapon or a semi-automatic weapon or a firearm away from them. If you're that determined, if you're that hell-bent on killing other people with a firearm, you'll find a way to get one. I mean, these people are willing to die in the process. So there's no way he simply went to his grandfather's house, who was the local sheriff, took his gun, killed his grandfather and his girlfriend, and then went about the evil business that he was set out to do that day with his devil's horns. The only way to stop a maniac like that is to have someone with a firearm who's trained to use it in the schools and, you know, in the general public. Now, again, we don't live in a perfect world, and the best you can do is minimize how many people these maniacs kill and injure in a particular setting, at a particular time and place. And when you're dealing with someone who's crazed with a rifle out purely out of, like Jeff Weiss, a devil worshiper who had his hair gelled into devil's horns on Prozac, the only way to stop someone like that is to have someone with a firearm to either stop him, as was the case in the Pearl High School shooting, you know, apprehend him, or shoot him, wound him with another firearm. To disarm people with these maniacs who will do anything to get a hold of a firearm, including murdering their own grandfather, the only way to stop them is someone else with a firearm who knows how to use it and minimizes, I hate to be so blunt, the casualty and injury rate. You know, I'm a true crime writer, and I deal with hard statistical facts about murders every day, 7 days a week. I'm looking at something. And I don't mean to sound callous, but, you know, people die and are murdered every day by a variety of means, by fists, by knives, by broken glass. And as far as law-abiding good people are concerned, the only way we can protect ourselves from assailants, whether they have a firearm or not, if they come at you with a knife or a broken bottle or a bare fist, which kills lots and lots of people every day, more so than firearms, is with an appropriate firearm weapon. Now, under our law, we are allowed to use reasonable force to repel an attack. Now, I'm not a lawyer. Reasonable force is a very loose kind of term. But let me tell you, if someone comes at me with a gun or a knife or a broken bottle or even a fist and threatens to kill me, and I have access, you know, to a firearm on my person, you know, that assailant better be ready to meet his maker, because, you know, I owe it to society to stop a person like that.
We'll be back in just a moment with William Kennedy. Our number is 800-877-254-7524. 877-254.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, William Kennedy. You know, basically, President Obama made a great issue out of the children who were killed in that school, and the solution is to take the guns away. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, Barack Hussein Obama, his children go to a private school that has 11 armed guards. 11 armed guards. If he really believed the way to protect children is to take all the guns away from everybody in the country, why doesn't he simply remove the armed guards from his children's school if he really believed that? Ladies and gentlemen, Barack Hussein Obama is certainly not an honorable man. His Social Security number is fraudulent. His draft card number is fraudulent. His name is fraudulent. Certainly, there's very real question about whether or not he's a natural-born American citizen. And the long-form birth certificate he posted and offered to prove his, he was an American citizen was fraudulent. And for some, that material began to come out. That's when they sent a SEAL team in to kill somebody over in Pakistan. They claimed was Osama bin Laden, but they never shown us the pictures. And all the people, 30 members of the SEAL team that went in there, just died mysteriously shortly thereafter in a plane accident. Barack Hussein Obama is not an honorable man. In fact, all of the evidence suggests that the last election, last November, was totally fraudulent. I mean, there were areas where, in Ohio, where 108% of all the registered voters, or all the people actually lived in an area, the census showed 108% of them voted for Barack Obama. And every effort to bring this out has been carefully suppressed in America. In fact, immediately after the election, what were we talking about? What were we talking about General Petraeus? And they focused our attention on General Petraeus because they controlled the media, and nobody talked about the fraudulent nature of the election any more than they talked about the fraudulent nature of so many other things. They focus our attention on whatever they want to focus our attention on. Right now it's on. We've got to take the guns away from law-abiding citizens. We've got to take away the rifles. Ladies and gentlemen, there were about 320 people killed last year with assault rifles. That's all. This is an issue. Basically, they want to disarm the American people. This is the first step. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, I just want to point out again, if people go to williamhkennedy.com, if they don't want to hear it from Alex Jones or Dr. Stan Monteith or William H. Kennedy, they can hear the basic same information from John Strassel and Penn and Teller. There again, williamhkennedy.com. I have some new specials and programs that John Strassel and Penn and Teller did, which express basically all the things we've talked about in this program. Now, a gun-free zone is quite frankly a fool's paradise. And believe me, I'm a true crime writer. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I do it 7 days a week. And one thing I can tell you categorically is that we as a race, as created beings, have amongst us people who are completely diabolical and murderous and will use knives, fists, broken bottles, guns, cars, homemade bombs, anything they can do to kill other people. The rest of us, the normal great majority of us who just want to live our lives peacefully, pay our bills, raise our children, get our paycheck, go to a movie or a ball game, we must arm ourselves against this lunatic fringe. And I say, I know it sounds callous, and I know it sounds harsh, but as a true crime writer, a seasoned professional with over 20 years experience, I must say the best we can hope for is to minimize the casualty rates and the injury rates in these sorts of crazy shootings by maniacs. And the only way to do that is to have people of goodwill armed with the most sophisticated high-tech firearms that are available on the market. If President Obama attempts to alter the gun laws in any way, not only will you see more cases of these maniacs running about, I also fear if he does anything, uses executive action to make any laws on any level against gun control, I fear there'll be major rioting in this country like there was in England in 2011 when the British police killed an unarmed African-British man. It went very unreported in this country, but there was major rioting in London, in the London area, and really all over England over this. They called it the Blackberry Uprising because people use their Blackberries to give out this information. If President Obama changes the gun laws in any way, that's what we're going to see here. So pray for our president and pray that God gives him a change of heart. As I hate to be so callous. All we can do is minimize the casualty and injury rates, and the only way to do that is when people of goodwill are trained to use a firearm. There's no other way around it. I wish I had a better solution, but that's it. Again, I hate to see human beings doing violence against other human beings because we're all God's children. But those of us who are given into evil and are hell-bent on killing innocent children and innocent civilians must be stopped. And as people of goodwill, we have a personal, moral, and social obligation to be armed as a means to stop these crazy people. You owe it to other people to be prepared to stop these crazy people. We owe it to our children. Taking guns away and tampering with the way we can get our ammunition is exactly the same thing the Redcoats did at Lexington and Concord in 1776, and the local people were well-armed and stopped them. Now, during the war in Britain in 1812, Washington, D.C. was a brand-new city, and it didn't have much of a military there. It was mostly government bureaucrats and elected politicians who did not own firearms. The British Army marched right into Washington, D.C. and burnt down the White House. That's the War of 1812. You can find it on the Internet. Do you see the difference between Lexington and Concord and Washington, D.C. in the War of 1812? They drove the president out and burned down the White House. British troops did that. People don't hear about it in their history courses. We need firearms to protect us from maniacs and from tyrannical politicians.
God bless. Thanks very much, William.
Bye-bye, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins reminds everyone, there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. This message from Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins in Fort Collins. For information, call 970-988-0563. That's 970-988-0563. Or visit online at fortnet.org/SIFC. That's fortnet.org/SIFC.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation this morning. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to point out that Barack Hussein Obama is not an American citizen. He was not naturally. He's not a naturally born American citizen. We need to go on the offensive, not on the defensive. We need to point out the fraudulent nature of the election that was just held. But nobody wants to do that. We all want to sit back and just be left, just leave us alone. We want to be free. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is never free. And if you aren't involved in trying to maintain our freedom and maintain our constitutional republic where the power of the government over the lives of the people is restricted by the change of the Constitution, if you aren't taking a stand for freedom, then you're part of the problem. Because there's only two sides in this. Either you're involved or you're part of the problem. And unfortunately, most Americans simply want to sit back and just leave us alone. Well, the people on the other side aren't going to leave you alone. They are wicked and evil people, many of whom are dedicated to Satan. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you can't afford the funds, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Just scroll down to video. First video there is Brotherhood of Darkness, the talk from whence the book came. I gave the talk. Somebody said, you put that, would like to publish that as a book, and can we do it? I said, sure. Then they said, well, would you mind writing it? Well, then I had to spend 6 months to a year compiling the information that was actually in the talk, but you can watch the talk. I hope many of you out there, if you can possibly afford, will buy 100 copies of, pardon me, 64 copies of the book, a case. You get them at less than $2.40 each copy, and you give them away. But they will touch people's lives and hopefully lead them to the Lord. And, of course, we've changed a lot of people's outlook on the world with the book. And I've had many key people, I won't mention their names, but key people who've told me the impact this book had on their lives. So if you'd like to get a case of the books, $150, actually, and we'll send you a free 4-CD set or DVD that we've made to help you defray the cost of shipping. And we hope that you'll get the information, you'll get the books in other people's hands. This will probably be the last printing of the book. I'm 84. I doubt that I'll do another printing. But our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters, watch the DVDs we have posted there and link to the other sites we have. It will help you better to understand the true spiritual nature of the battle we're involved in, because this is not a political or ideological or cultural battle. It's a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And I hope you'll join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders that they may have the courage to do what's right. And very few of them do. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. For we truly are involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord.